Good evening, Patriots. I'm Praying Medic, and this is my nightly news and cue broadcast coming to you live from Clout Hub, channel 115. I'm here every night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. On November 1st, I'll be switching to 6 p.m. Eastern, so make note of that. We're in Arizona. We do not observe daylight savings time, so I will still be going on at 4 o'clock local time, but it'll be 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central. All right. Got some military intelligence drops for you. Got a lot of news to cover. I am not going to blow sunshine up your skirt today. I've got some difficult things to talk about. We'll get into that here. Next, let's jump into the intro to my book, latest book, Great Awakening. Second book in the Q Chronicles series. By the way, this is my 15th book that I've written. I wrote 13 books under the pen name Praying Medic, mostly about healing. I have books on emotional healing, physical healing, books on hearing God's voice. But this is my second book on politics and current events, Great Awakening. Covers Q's operation from roughly December 2017 through March of 2018. A lot of interesting subjects covered. The sinking of the Titanic is one of them. I cover the Rothschilds family. There is a chapter on secret societies. We talk about Freemasonry. And there's a chapter called Godfather 3, which is actually about how corruption, particularly with the mafia, infiltrated the Vatican, specifically the Vatican Bank. The book, Great Awakening, is available on Amazon in both paperback and Kindle. All right, so in the wee hours of the morning last night, Q was up posting, and we have this, it's four pages. It's a letter, it's an open letter from Archbishop Vigano to President Trump. And the letter discusses the plan to enslave the world through a scheme that will implement what is called the Great Reset. And I'm going to read this to you. Open letter to the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. This was dated October 25th, so 5 days ago. Mr. President, allow me to address you at this hour in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by a global conspiracy against God and humanity. I write to you as an archbishop, a successor of the apostles, as the former apostolic nuncio of the United States of America. I am writing to you in the midst of the silence of both civil and religious authorities. You may accept these words of mine as the voice of one crying out in a desert. John 1:23. As I said when I wrote my letter to you in June, this historical moment sees the forces of evil aligned in a battle without quarter against the forces of good, forces of evil that appear powerful and organized as they oppose the children of light, who are disoriented and disorganized, abandoned by their temporal and spiritual leaders. Daily we sense the attacks multiplying of those who want to destroy the very basis of society, the natural family, respect for human life, love for country, freedom of education and business. We see heads of nations and religious leaders pandering to this suicide of Western culture and its Christian soul, while the fundamental rights of citizens and believers are denied in the name of a health emergency that is revealing itself more and more fully as instrumental to the establishment of an inhuman, faceless tyranny. So I'm going to pause here for a second. Archbishop Vigano is saying that this so-called COVID crisis, this health emergency, is being used as an instrument to establish the agenda of tyrants. A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of the entire populations. In several nations, this plan has already been approved and financed. In others, it is still in an early stage. Behind the world leaders, who are the accomplices and executors of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201 promoting their agenda. So we've got puppets, politicians, who are enforcing this agenda, but the puppet masters are the ones pulling the strings. We've known that for some time. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship aimed at the imposition of libertinal measures that kill liberty. Hidden behind tempting promises of ensuring a universal income and canceling individual debt. Okay, this is the key of the issue that Vigano is getting at. Hidden behind all of the rhetoric, behind all the propaganda, there is a plan to bring in socialism by promising a minimum monthly income for everyone and the cancellation of debt, which is particularly appealing to young people who are, a lot of them are under massive college debt. Continuing, the price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be the renunciation of private property and adherence to a program of vaccination against COVID-19 and COVID-21 promoted by Bill Gates with the collaboration of the main pharmaceutical groups. Beyond the enormous economic interest that motivate the promoters of the Great Reset, the imposition of the vaccination will be accompanied by the requirement of a health passport and a digital ID, with the consequent contact tracing of the population of the entire world. Those who do not accept these measures will be confined in detention camps or placed under house arrest, and all of their assets will be confiscated. All righty, well, there you go. So Vigano is basically unveiling their plan. They want to lock us down in our homes, force vaccines, give you a digital ID, contact tracing of everybody, and if you don't comply, well, you know what's happening. If you look around in places like Victoria in Australia, they're locking people in their homes, and this forced tyranny is something they plan for the entire world. Moving along. Mr. President, I imagine that you are already aware that in some countries the Great Reset will be activated between the end of this year and the first trimester of 2021. For this purpose, further lockdowns are planned, which will be officially justified by supposed second and third wave of the pandemic. I'm going to cover a couple of news articles that just came out today that will show what this is all about. You are well aware of the means that have been deployed to sow panic and legitimize draconian limitations on individual liberties, artfully provoking a worldwide economic crisis. In the intentions of its architects, this crisis will serve to make the recourse of nations to the Great Reset irreversible, thereby giving the final blow to a world whose existence and very memory they want to completely cancel. So, part of the plan is economic collapse. They want to crash the stock markets, destroy businesses. Now, think about what the lockdowns do. Lockdowns have destroyed businesses, and in doing so, destroyed the stock market and destroyed people's ability to create their own wealth. If you can't create your own wealth, you become dependent on the state, and that's what they want. But this world, Mr. President, includes people, affections, institutions, faith, culture, traditions, and ideals. People and values that do not act like automatons, who do not obey like machines, because they are endowed with a soul and a heart, because they are tied together by a spiritual bond that draws its strength from above, from that God that our adversaries want to challenge, just as Lucifer did at the beginning of the time with his non servium. I will not kneel before God, the first rebel. Many people, as we well know, are annoyed by this reference to the clash between good and evil and the use of apocalyptic overtones, which, according to them, exasperates spirits and sharpens divisions. It is not surprising that the enemy is angered at being discovered when he believes he has reached the citadel he seeks to conquer undisturbed. What is surprising, however, is that there is no one to sound the alarm. The reaction of the deep state to those who denounce its plan is broken and incoherent, but understandable. Just when the complicity of the mainstream media has succeeded in making the transition to the New World Order almost painless and unnoticed, All sorts of deceptions, scandals, and crimes are coming to light. Coincidence? Until a few months ago, it was easy to smear as conspiracy theorists those who denounced these terrible plans, which we now see being carried out down to the smallest detail. No one, up until last February, could ever have thought that in all of our cities, citizens would be arrested simply for wanting to walk down the street to breathe, to want to keep their business open, to go to church on Sunday. Yet now it is happening all over the world, even in picture postcard Italy, that many Americans consider to be a small, enchanted country, with its ancient monuments, its churches, its charming cities, and characteristic villages. And while the politicians are barricaded inside their palaces, promulgating decrees like Persian satraps, businesses are failing, shops are closing, and people are prevented from living, traveling, working, and praying. The disastrous psychological consequences of this operation are being seen, beginning with the suicides of desperate entrepreneurs and of our children, segregated from friends and classmates, told to follow their classes while sitting at home alone in front of a computer. In sacred scripture, St. Paul speaks to us of one who opposes the manifestation of the mystery of iniquity, the Catholicon. In the religious sphere, this obstacle to evil is the church, and in particular, the papacy. In the political sphere, it is those who impede the establishment of the New World Order. As it is now clear, the one who occupies the chair of Peter, the Pope, has betrayed his role from the very beginning in order to defend and promote the globalist ideology, supporting the agenda of this deep church who chose him from its ranks. Mr. President, you have clearly stated that you want to defend the nation, one nation under God, fundamental liberties and non-negotiable values that are denied and fought against today. It is you, dear President, who are the one who opposes the deep state, the final assault of the children of darkness. For this reason, it is necessary that all people of goodwill be persuaded of the epochal importance of the imminent election, not so much for the sake of this or that political program, but because of the general inspiration of your action that best embodies, in this particular historical context, that world, our world, which we want to cancel, which they want to cancel by means of the lockdown. The lockdown, I'm not reading anymore. The lockdowns are the mechanism they're going to use to permanently cancel your culture, your life, your ability to be live free and have your own business. That is the goal of the lockdowns. When they say we have to accept the new normal, that's what they mean. Their new normal isn't just wearing masks. It is restricting your freedom, keeping you from moving about in society, destroying your business. That's what they want. Your adversary is also our adversary, speaking to the president. It is the enemy of the human race, he who is a murderer from the beginning, John 8:44. Around you are gathered with faith and courage those who consider you the final garrison against the world dictatorship. The alternative is to vote for a person who is manipulated by the deep state, gravely compromised by scandals and corruption, who will do the United States what George Mario Bergoglio, the Pope, is doing to the church. Prime Minister Conte to Italy, President Macron to France, Prime Minister Sanchez to Spain, and so on. The blackmailable nature of Joe Biden, just like that of the prelates of the Vatican's magic circle, will expose him to be unscrupulously allowing illegitimate powers to interfere in both domestic policies as well as international balances. It is obvious that those who manipulate him already have someone worse than him ready, with whom they will replace as soon as the opportunity arises. And yet, in the midst of this bleak picture, this apparently unstoppable advance of the invisible enemy, the element of hope emerges. The adversary does not know how to love, and it does not understand that it is not enough to assure a universal income or to cancel mortgages in order to subjugate masses and convince them to be branded like cattle. This people, which for too long has endured the abuses of a hateful and tyrannical power, is rediscovering that it has a soul. Society is rediscovering that it has a soul and probably a spirit. It is understanding that it is not willing to exchange its freedom for the homogenization and cancellation of its identity. It is beginning to understand, this is speaking of society, that the value of familial and social ties, of the bonds of faith and culture that unite honest people. The greatest problem that the greatest problem that people have in general in the world is their identity. People do not understand who they were created to be. When God said that we are made in His image, created in His image, we are created in the likeness and image of God, and we are beloved children of God. And the reason why people struggle in life is they have never apprehended how greatly they are loved by God. Once you understand your identity, once you understand how much God loves you, it will totally change your life. Going to continue reading. This great reset is destined to fail because those who planned it do not understand that there are still people ready to take to the streets to defend their rights, to protect their loved ones, to give a future to their children and grandchildren. The leveling inhumanity of the globalist project will shatter miserably in the face of the firm and courageous opposition of the children of light. The enemy has Satan on his side, he who only knows how to hate. But on our side, we have the Lord Almighty, the God of armies, arrayed for battle, and the Most Holy Virgin who will crush the head of the ancient serpent. If God is for us, who can be against us? Mr. President, you are well aware that in this crucial hour, the United States of America is considered the defending wall against which the war declared by our advocates of globalism has been unleashed. Place your trust in the Lord, strengthened by the words of the Apostle Paul. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. To be an instrument of divine providence is a great responsibility for which you will certainly receive all the graces of state that you need, since they are being fervently implored for you by the many people who support you with their prayers. With this heavenly hope and the assurance of my prayer for you, for the First Lady, for all your collaborators, with all my heart, I send you my blessing. God bless the United States of America. Signed, Archbishop Pagano. All right. So that was quite an introduction. I woke up this morning and read that. I was like, ay, yeah. It's finally been explained and revealed what this whole thing is all about. This is about destroying capitalism and replacing it with socialism. So what is the Great Reset? This article on the website Stopping Socialism has an explanation of the Great Reset. According to the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, and this is according to its chief sponsor, there is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of COVID-19. To improve the state of the world, the World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. I'm not going to read all of this. I'll just skip to the punchline here. The Great Reset doesn't merely aim to shift the world towards stakeholder capitalism. Okay, that's described in this article. It's described in several other articles too. They want to change or reimagine capitalism, and they want to shift to stakeholder capitalism. Well, that's an intermediary step between socialism. They want to destroy capitalism, make no mistake. Using the COVID-19 pandemic as the short-term justification and climate change as the long-term justification, the Great Reset calls for the introduction of numerous far-left progressive socialist policies such as government-run healthcare, basic income programs, and the Green New Deal. Basically, that's what the Great Reset is about. It's about destroying capitalism, destroying your jobs, destroying the economy, and instituting a global socialist economy where there's basic minimum income for everyone. You live as a slave. You are given government-run healthcare. And that's what it's about. All right. Q's next post has a link to a Time magazine webpage. And Q writes, this is not about R versus D. It's not about Republican versus Democrat. This is about preserving our way of life. If America falls, the world falls. Patriots on guard. Q. The link points to a special issue of Time magazine. The entire issue is dedicated to explaining the Great Reset. And this web page has articles written by and interviews of famous people who make their pitch to ditch capitalism. The celebrities claim that the COVID pandemic has exposed the fatal weaknesses of capitalism, and because capitalism has failed, we must shift to socialism if we hope to survive as a planet. So there's all these different articles in this on this webpage. I kind of just looked through some of them, didn't read all of them. World Economic Forum and other globalist organizations intend to use the pandemic as a justification for destroying capitalism and replacing it with socialism. This is a webpage on the World Economic Forum and explains there is an urgent need for global stakeholders to cooperate in simultaneously managing the direct consequences of COVID-19 crisis to improve the state of the world. The World Economic Forum is starting the Great Reset Initiative. And you can read all about that if you want to, but you don't have to read too far to figure out what it is they want. So let's look at some news stories. In light of what we know about the Great Reset, what we just learned. So Senator Kamala Harris said today, almost half of black small businesses have closed with potentially very small prospects of reopening. So what they're saying is that our lockdowns have destroyed half of the small businesses, forced them to close, and few of them have a chance of ever opening again. They're never going to reopen. Welcome to the new normal. We're going to destroy your businesses with our lockdowns, and you're never going to have another business again. So why don't you take our minimum income and our socialism, because capitalism obviously can't survive a crisis like COVID-19. Right? That's how do you force socialism on people? How do you coerce them into accepting it? You destroy their business. And then you say, oh, capitalism doesn't work. See, your business went out of business because capitalism doesn't work. Now let's try ours, our program. Amazon says that the coronavirus pandemic saved it $1 billion in travel expenses. So instead of having people fly and drive and travel around, everybody's been locked in their homes and they've been working from home. They saved $1 billion. How many companies have switched to work at home since March? I know, Pepper, you're probably on this broadcast. Your company that you work for months ago decided that they were not going to ever again have people working in buildings. They were all going to be working from home. That was a decision they made months ago. How do you normalize the restriction of movement of people in a society? How do you get them to accept staying at home and not going out and basically being a shut-in? Oh, well, hey, let's have a pandemic. Everyone has to work from home and just get people used to staying in their house for everything and not going out. Do you think it's been planned or is it just a coincidence? This is from the New York Times. We've been reporting on this the last couple of days. They're now saying that hundreds of American hospitals are being targeted by ransomware, Russian hackers, seeking to hold their data hostage in exchange for multi-million dollar ransom payments, all while coronavirus cases are continuing to spike across the U.S. How convenient. You think it's a coincidence that hospitals are being targeted by ransomware attacks at the same time COVID cases are spiking? Plan to overwhelm healthcare resources, create a crisis. Who benefits? Oh, let's collapse the healthcare system so that we can give you a government healthcare system. This is from CNN today. Majority of the 1918 flu deaths occurred in the fall of 1918. Well, that's normal because November is the start of the cold and flu season. It just normally happens when people come inside. When the weather gets cooler, you have a rise in flu cases. That happens every year. We could face a similar fate with COVID-19 if some people continue to ignore what a century of scientific progress has taught us about pandemics. Right, so more fear tactics. More fear tactics to destroy businesses. They want people to be, what are the lessons we're supposed to learn here? We're supposed to wear masks. We're supposed to isolate, social distance, lock ourselves in our houses, not go out. They're trying to normalize the lockdowns. And that's all part of the reset. All right, so France. It's from the New York Times today. The nationwide lockdown in France has spurred an exodus from Paris. Thousands of people are trying to leave Paris, causing massive congestion and problems with travel. I didn't realize this, but in March, when they announced the first lockdowns, 1.2 million people left Paris, the area around Paris at that time, one-fifth of the city's population. People are trying to leave now because France just announced they're going to do a national lockdown. Germany announced yesterday they're going to do a partial lockdown. I would imagine that is going to become a total lockdown very soon. And why? Because the lockdown is going to become the new normal. We'll cover more of that in just a minute. So Q posted a link to a tweet by Brett Schur and wrote, "Fact checkers created in an effort to reinforce propaganda digestion. The battle to prevent the truth from reaching the people. The battle to maintain and push division. Divided you are weak. Divided you fight each other. Divided you pose no threat. System of control, information warfare." All right, so Brett Scher's tweet is about a PolitiFact article on the origin of the Thin Blue Line flag. And PolitiFact says the anti-Black Lives Matter flag replaced the American flag behind President Trump during a Waukesha campaign rally. Well, it's true. President did have a Thin Blue Line flag behind him at a Waukesha rally. But the Thin Blue Line flag is not an anti-Black Lives Matter flag. They're saying that the flag was developed in response to the Black Lives Matter movement, and it actually wasn't. If you do a little bit of search, the Thin Blue Line was actually adopted in the 1950s as a symbol of law enforcement. It was similar to the way that the Red Cross became a symbol for people who work in the medical profession. We don't know when the blue line, Thin Blue Line flag came about, but it wasn't in response to the Black Lives Matter movement. All right, Breitbart has this. They received leaked documents showing that leftists, fearing that Trump may win in Minnesota, they're plotting a post-election mass mobilization. Leaked confidential documents that Breitbart picked up. They've got a hub of Minnesota's progressive movement. The group warns of a need for mass mobilization in a recently leaked highly confidential document circulating among the group's leadership. So if you live in Minneapolis, you might want to batten down the hatches around the election, because I think it's going to get ugly. From Hollywood to DC, businesses are boarding up in anticipation of Election Day unrest. This is another New York Times article. They're talking about a lot of high-end businesses, Tiffany and Company, and Saks Fifth Avenue and Nordstrom's, and those types of stores are boarding up in DC, in Los Angeles. They're also boarding up in other places. And it's because they're anticipating violence and rioting. And we've seen that a number of major cities have either increased police force or they're deploying National Guard. So they're all expecting things are going to get difficult. This is in from The Hill just a few minutes ago. San Francisco announced that they're going to halt their planned reopening to avoid the coronavirus surge. So San Francisco is going to go on lockdown. And that dark winter that Joe Biden was talking about, that's what he was talking about. If the citizens of San Francisco allow this to happen, they're never going to be reopened again. If they allow this lockdown to go unchallenged. That's the plan. Because we're just entering the cold and flu season. If they are willing to lock the city down, you're not going to, the cold and flu season is not going to see a downturn again until probably April or May of next year. And by then it'll just become the new normal. Masks everywhere, restaurants and businesses closed, everything locked down. That's what they're planning. Unless we challenge them. All right, this is just in from the Daily Mail. I picked this up right before we went live. So, Daily Mail is reporting that Boris Johnson has caved to pressure from medical experts and he is going to announce a nationwide lockdown for UK next week. And this is where you go. This France, UK, I would imagine Germany is probably going to extend their lockdown to become a total lockdown soon. Because we now know what the plan is. They plan to make this permanent. All right, an Illinois judge has cleared the way for Kyle Rittenhouse to be extradited to Wisconsin to stand trial. Kyle Rittenhouse is a patriot who shot and killed two protesters in self-defense, and he is going to be extradited probably to Wisconsin to stand trial. And Linwood is handling his there's a fundraiser for to cover his legal fees and bail, and Linwood is kind of handling that. Pennsylvania National Guard has been deployed in Philadelphia. Steve Keely tweeted out some live video of the National Guard showing up in Philly this morning. And it's just part of the National Guard deployment. Department of Homeland Security has been put on alert to protect federal property against civil unrest on or after the election day, including ICE, Customs Border Patrol. And, well, ramping up for election. Good news, New York Post finally got sprung from Twitmo. This is from Twitter Safety. They finally caved to pressure and unlocked the New York Post's Twitter account and did not make them delete the tweet. Speaking of Twitter stock closed down 21% today. They lost 21% of their value in one day. It's their worst day since 2014 for the stock market. Facebook was down 6%, Amazon and Apple stocks were down 5.5%, and Alphabet stock was down 4%. All of them missed their projected earnings and other measures that they were looking at. The Dow was down 157 points today, and that's not a surprise. Stocks took a beating, the worst beating this week since March when the lockdowns began. The first thing you learn as an investor is that the markets react to news. Stocks go up and down based on news. Investors, institutional money, and institutional investors generally sell and buy based on news cycles. The news this week has been wall-to-wall panic over increasing COVID cases. So it's not a surprise that the market was panicked this week. News outlets know they can affect the markets. Why did the markets crash back in March? Because the mainstream media was pushing wall-to-wall hysterical news cycles about COVID, and they're doing it again. I think it was an attempt to crash the markets before the election, and it didn't really work all that well. You see, this is just an example of news stories. How they love to push. They push, it's kind of a two-step process. They push news stories about increasing cases of COVID, and then the stock market goes down. And then they report on, oh, the stock market went down because of COVID, and then the stock market goes down more. And they do more reports on COVID cases that drive the stock market down further. They do stories on the stock market dropping because of COVID, and they just keep this. It's like the dog chasing its tail. They did it in March, they're doing it again. It is Friday. It is Friday, the 30th of October. 4 days until the election. If you have not voted yet, get out there and vote. Tell your neighbors to vote. Tell your friends to vote. Tell your relatives to vote. This is, in my estimation, the most important election of our lifetime. Possibly the most important election in the last 200 years. Everything's at stake. Deep state is in win or die mode. I'm anticipating some very difficult things next week. That's why I've been telling everyone to pray that the plans of darkness would be exposed and that none of them would come to fruition. That patriots would detect the plans of the enemy, they would be exposed, and they would be unable to pull them off. Because, as Q reminds us, sometimes when you expose the plans of the deep state, it prevents them from being able to execute those plans. So, I think that I'm very optimistic going toward the election. I think red wave is coming. Trump's going to win. Think we'll take back the House, but I don't think people who hate Trump are going to go into that night quietly. I think it's going to be a little bit of a battle. All right. This broadcast has blessed you. You can support me on Subscribestar. The link to my Subscribestar page is in the description box below, or you can just go to Subscribestar, look for Praying Medic. The link to my book, Great Awakening, is also in the description box. You might want to check that out. It is available on Amazon right now, soon to be available on Barnes and Noble, hopefully. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We do have a donation link now on our ministry website, prayingmedic.org. After getting deplatformed from PayPal, we have a new way for our ministry to receive financial support. So if you're interested in doing that, prayingmedic.org, go to the Support Us page. There is a payment gateway in there now. Took us a while after we got deplatformed by PayPal to find something, but we're good. Please keep President Trump in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you next Monday on the live broadcast.